How many children would come and tell you when they lost their virginity?
That's true. Oh, my gosh.
Can they hear the fact that I'm blushing?
Touch the Muppet Baby.
May the force be with you.
Because when I die, it's going to piss me off.
Oh, picturing my 2-year-old, the freedom to get all red-faced in the middle of the living room and just launch some ass candy into his diaper.
I never want to eat candy again.
Shut your face!
It's like, just like, why are you such an ass?
But it, deep down, I'm like, I'm always surprised that people listen.
And now look at us. We're doing an iPod in the dining room.
Oh, saucy.
Oh, saucy indeed.
Hello and welcome to the Second Funniest Podcast. This edition. You're welcome. This edition is with Darren Carter, the party starter. Welcome back.
Hey, everybody. It's great to be here. Thank you. Oh, we're going to clap. All right.
After almost a year hiatus, we have that.
Oh, boy.
What have you been doing for the last year? Start with the day after you were here.
Well, the day after I was here last time, I was on the third episode, I believe.
And the fifth.
Third and the fifth.
Yes.
And then I decided to kind of take a hiatus and basically listen to your podcast. And I made a few notes on what you guys can improve on.
Oh, okay.
I'm just kidding. No, I'm just kidding.
Some good, some bad.
Some good, some bad. No, I'm a big fan. And I basically been just, you know, locked down in my studio apartment waiting to get rebooked. And here I am.
Well, then I apologize. Well, the guy that's been booking has been out of his mind. He's really busy with other stuff.
Yes.
I apologize.
So I'm so excited. It's great to be here wearing nothing but a bikini briefs and a boner.
And I appreciate you dressing up. I really
do. Thank you.
The boner's a nice touch.
Yeah. You know, it's a sock, you know. And I wanted to make sure the show was special, so it's a black sock.
A lot of guests don't understand black tie event. They come in like a tuxedo.
Yeah.
Some of them don't even read the email that I send.
I do black sock event.
Yeah. You come decked to the nines in a nice banana hammock with a sock over your junk.
That's right, ladies.
At attention, which is admirable.
It really compliments Justin's baby Muppet tattoo.
Yeah.
Baby Muppet?
Touch the Muppet Baby.
Did I mention that the sock is 100% wool, so it's really itchy?
Touch the Muppet Baby.
There you go.
That's your mom, right?
No, that's Teresa. My mom is in the intro when she says how many kids would tell their parents when they lost their virginity. Yeah. I don't know how she said
that. I heard that one. You guys went camping. I remember that one.
Yes.
Yeah. It was like camping. It was in a cabin in the woods. But
wait,
with
what? You were there when I lost my virginity?
No. I was talking.
Oh, you were telling the story when you lost your virginity?
Was I?
I don't know.
There was a trail of breadcrumbs, and next thing you know, I'm going through the forest.
There was a little old man in a trailer. Does that count?
Well,
we just took pictures.
I went through
pictures.
Oh, okay, good.
Was it a trailer or like a lab, more for the meth? You know,
yeah,
meth lab.
And it was really nice.
Has anybody ever seen one or
lab?
Hold on, Rocky, go away.
He just wants to be part of this podcast.
I know.
Soon you're going to be selling him to the dog pound.
I know. So here's what happens. This is our first episode coming from the new, what I'm going to call, the Second Funniest Podcast Studios. We moved to a new apartment. I think I've alluded to it on a previous episode of some kind where now I'm a property manager, or I guess a landlord is the easier way
to say
that.
Property manager. You're not a landlord.
Really?
No, I don't know. Go on. Did I just lose my virginity?
Cabin?
Again. So we're here. Now, the nice thing about this place is it's got an upstairs and a downstairs.
And a pool, right?
No pool.
Oh, well, barbecue pits, right?
No barbecue pits.
Really big balcony out the back there.
Not on my unit.
There's a really big leak then, because we thought that was a pool.
Yeah, because we were swimming before the show.
Well, that is the bonus. That is one of my higher up on the list of duties as property manager, is that whenever there is a heavy rain, a pool develops in the courtyard.
Oh.
One could swim.
You're really selling.
And you got to quick and sell that apartment quick. Hey, guys, there's a pool, and I'm here for the next 4 days. Now it's a jacuzzi.
Then we got to drain it.
When's the pool coming back?
March.
And the rain starts.
We've got a pool from February to about April.
Well, if we want May flowers, we're hoping for a pool in April, is what I'm saying to you.
Wow,
so it's been intense. I don't know. I know, have moved, Kevin. How many times have you moved in your entire life, Darren Carter?
Oh, gosh. Let me count. Not that many. I would say probably less than six.
Six times.
Yeah.
Kevin has pointed out that I migrate every 2 years.
2 years,
wow.
At least. I've been in Hollywood for 5 years. Before that, I lived in Campbell for five
years. Dude, I lived in Campbell.
Where? In Campbell, California?
I lived in Campbell.
Have we had this
I lived on Joseph Avenue.
That's awesome. I don't know where that is.
I have no idea either.
What was the cross?
I thought it was going to be way
for the year that I lived there. I know.
What was the cross like? Alameda or I don't know, Winchester?
We're going back 20 years.
You can do it.
What exit do you take? St. Thomas.
Camden.
Is there like a
San Tomas?
San Tomas. That was the exit I took, and then I would turn left, and then I would go about half a mile, and then I would park my car, and then that's where I lived.
So you're over by the high school, right?
I don't know. I honestly don't know. I know I drove a Yugo, and it was in the early struggling, starving years of being a comic, and it sucked. I lived in a bedroom with no windows, okay? It was like the third
closet.
Yeah.
How does that happen?
Yeah. You know what? Because some of the ice skaters at Great America moved out, and they needed someone quick to move in, so I moved from Fresno, packed all my stuff in my Yugo, drove over the pass, the 152, the Pacheco Pass, and got this apartment.
Did you work at Great America?
Yeah. I didn't tell you this?
No.
You didn't know that? Here's the thing, real quick.
This is the best thing ever.
I'll bring Kevin up to date here, is that Darren Carter and I met in Sunnyvale at Rooster Teeth Feathers, and I think my second week ever working there. I mean, we never really hung out during the week or anything. But then on the last day after my last set on Sunday, he goes, "Hey, come outside real quick." While the feature's up there.
You guys made out a little.
A little. I lost my virginity.
I had a blow up cabin. It's when you blow it up. And it's usually it's a bounce house for birthday parties. I was "Check out my cabin." I go, "Hey, real quick, here's a dumb joke I just thought of." Hey, Justin, have you ever, I don't want the listeners thinking I'm gay, but you know, if I were, here's a line I would use.
Not that there's anything wrong with it.
Yeah, homos. Thanks for downloading this. Listen. wait. Hey, have you ever been camping, Justin?
Yes, I have.
Perfect, because I'm pitching a tent. Not that there's anything wrong with this.
No, of course not. So he comes up and he was like, "Hey, you're funny." And then we here's what happened. We found out that we lived within four blocks of each other.
Oh, I get it. Pitching a tent.
Yeah. Get it?
Oh, that's funny.
The whole camping, the cabin, pitching the tent.
Yeah. That's good.
Oh, I get it. Pitching a tent.
I'm pitching a tent. Boing. Hey, it usually works more with girls. Okay, this is.
We should get one over here.
I know. Only
maybe that's a problem. Maybe we should have three chicks and three dudes on the show at all times. I'm sure anybody could get a word.
Stop recording now.
Let's open up an apartment for rent.
You'll have. Why did we do this in an empty unit in your apartment? That'd be so awesome.
Because I'm a moron.
That would be impressive. Guests would come over and be like, "Whoa,
what's
he rents
going
this
on
out
there?
We could go do it in the one bedroom
right
over there.
Why didn't we think of this?
We could have a studio window.
We are so stupid.
Next week, although it'll probably be rented, but next week if it's still open.
There's no pool.
nobody's going to rent here.
You guys were in Sunnyvale making out in the parking lot.
So, but we found out we lived right next to each other. And then, we'd hang out. We found out we both like to walk for exercise. So we'd hang out and we'd walk. And,
it's
getting more and more homo. We have a very homoerotic relationship.
We do.
Yeah, you and me.
All your friends do. You guys
That's true.
You and
maybe
I do.
My relationship with Justin is very straight. We've never held hands.
That's a lie.
That's not a
the
lie.
Other, here's a, hold on. Let me finish this story because I have a great thing about Kevin and I that happened last week on the way to do last week's episode with Dave Ball. So anyway, where was I?
Oh, so we didn't really know each other.
Yeah, but we'd hang out, we'd walk, and we'd start talking. And so through that, you go, "Oh, where are you from?" He's like, "Oh, I grew up in Fresno." I go, "Oh, that's funny. I grew up in Modesto." He's like, "Why? No way." You know, and then he's a fan of country music. I grew up on country music. In between makeout sessions is when this would come out.
Brokeback Mountain.
You get chapped lips. You know, you have to stop for a little bit of while.
For a while, we had a two-seat bicycle. It was called Brokeback Mountain Bike. It was awesome. Remember that?
Yeah, that was my favorite bike I've ever owned.
Sometimes he'd be in the back. Sometimes I'd be in the back.
Yeah, I'm very versatile in that fashion, in my homoeroticism. And that's not the bell on the bike he's ringing.
Oh.
Get it. So then we found out that he was...
I get it. Brokeback Mountain Bike.
Yeah, gotcha. Yeah. Brokeback Mountain Bike.
Oh, that's funny.
I know. So, I wonder if this is one of those podcasts people are going to listen to as they're trying to go to sleep.
You know,
there's different energies. You know what I mean? There's certain podcasts I listen to when I want to go running, you know? And I'm I got to... I wonder if this is one of those episodes when I'm on, they're like, "Okay, Brokeback Mountain Bike."
People that listen to this show listen to it during their commute, which I think is the biggest backhanded compliment in a way, because it's when I'm my most boring, the most boring situation. The only thing more boring than maybe commuting,
looking at a bumper of another car,
is waiting in a waiting room for a doctor's office. I would imagine, because all the magazines are out of date or whatever. So
the trials of life.
It's so hard to be.
That's true. I've listened to you guys a lot, when I'm at the airport or I'm on a plane. I remember I was landing in El Paso on Southwest Airlines, right when that guest said the thing about launching ass candy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah,
I was
yeah.
like, this is hilarious. Glass, yeah. Yeah. And I wanted to keep listening, and they were like, you must turn off your iPods and unplug yeah. your... And I'm like, ugh. So I secretly wanted to listen, but I didn't want to crash the
You just wear a hood. And they'll never know.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah,
that's
or you just don't yeah. turn it off, and they never...
They
here's
can't
what
force
I do.
You.
Yeah.
They can't really force you. They don't usually, but what I do is I set my iPhone on my lap and then let it just blank. And then now, yeah. recently, yeah. I had somebody say, you got to take your headphones out of your ear.
Yeah, I've had people do that.
And I also had... I'm jumping around so many stories, but there was one flight that I was coming in, and this... I hope I haven't told this story on the show, but there was a chick... We were landing in Syracuse, New York... And I was listening to music, and the ladies, they said, you know, turn your headphones off. And admittedly, I'm wrong in this situation, but I think 99% of the world would agree with me being wrong. We're all wrong together in this yeah. situation, except for this dumb chick who was sitting next to me. So the lady comes by, and I said, okay. And then I just, you know, was listening to my music, sure. and everything was yeah. fine. And then she taps me on the shoulder, and she goes... Are you going to turn it off?
Your passenger?
Yeah, the wow. chick sitting next
to me. Oh, the passenger, not yeah. even the... Okay.
She goes, are you going to turn that off? And I turned it down because I thought she was saying, like, what time is it where yeah, we are yeah, or something
yeah.
like that.
Yeah.
And I go, what? And she goes, are you gonna turn it off? I said, oh, okay. And I hit the button
sure.
to stop the music because I realized she could hear it. And yeah. then she goes, because I can hear it.
Right.
And then I go, okay. Like and then I just look back out the window.
Uh-huh.
And then she goes, so I guess that's a no? And it got weird. I go, and I look back at her, and I go, no, it's off. Like, and I offered her a headphone. Like, she's like, oh, you have a button. And then she gets all like weirdly like yeah. backpedaling and like,
wow.
and I just like, what? Like, and here's what the only thing yeah. I can think of to rationalize this is that yeah. she's the chick who doesn't fly very often.
Yeah.
She
right,
honestly
right,
thinks
right.
that if I'm listening to my iPod, I'm going to bring the plane down.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's something wrong saying. With our, we can't get anything over. There must be somebody with a podcast. Sir, in 18A, you're the reason this plate is going down.
Yeah, as we're going down. Just so we know, it's not because of engine failure. It's because of a guy in yep. 18A.
Kill him! Kill him!
Finishing off the second funniest podcast.
Oh, man. Now the first funniest.
Yeah.
I mean, killing have, people.
There's a distant third now.
Nothing.
Because we have to cancel our show. When people die yeah. on anything.
Yeah. Isn't it great when you fly all the time, you get a certain confidence about you where you're like, you know what? You could be hitting turbulence like and you're like, this is nothing, guys.
I'm flying.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to sleep through this. This is like a back massage.
Hey, did you guys ever go walking together?
Yeah.
We'll get back to it.
Yeah.
I'm going to do this first.
Because I've had that happen. I was coming out of Atlanta Airport and
this
there was
is so hacky.
Tornado. No, you can mention airports.
You sure?
Yeah, you just can't complain about them.
It's funny when comedians haven't updated their jokes. They're like, what's with this airplane food? And I'm like, do they still serve that? I wish they did.
Now that's funny.
Yeah. To bring it back now, to be doing it this long. That's what they're doing. They're just waiting for everything to come around.
Right, right.
Bell-bottom jokes are funny again eventually. So I was flying out of Atlanta Airport, and a tornado had just gone through. And what they told us was that there was a second one coming, and they wanted to try and get the plane off the ground
before
the second one came, which is mildly reassuring because I'm like, I'm happy. Like, yeah. this is when I was trying to make it to the Showtime taping. I think that same day or the next day. I can't remember.
So you had a goal. You had to get there.
I had to get there because this is my first time on TV. I'm all excited. And so we take off and we get off of their runway and it's going. Everything's fine. Mm-hmm. And then the plane starts shaking in a manner I've never experienced. People were screaming.
Wow.
There was
shaking or going up and down? And
both.
Like
it was
roller coaster.
It was like, it was shaking side to side and then it would just drop. And then we were at the very back seat.
Smaller plane or like
no, it's a full size
like
plane.
Like 3 seats on each side?
Yes.
Wow. Okay.
And so the tail...
Where was Jack Shepard?
He, I think, was next to the wing because he has the fore part of the plane. Yeah. He has to be on the beach and not in the jungle.
Right, yeah. So, fascinating.
All of the questions will be answered.
What Kate does.
So anyway, so it starts shaking and it drops and this poor lady sitting and she's digging her hands into her husband because she's panicked.
Yeah.
And I try to break the mood by going... You know what?
I'm listening to my iPod right now.
It's all my fault, everybody.
Everybody calm down. I'm going to turn this off.
Sure.
I knew it. Yeah, it goes all smooth.
But I said, I go, if I die trying to get on TV for 7 minutes, it's going to really suck. I tell these people thinking, oh, they'll get a chuckle out of that.
They don't want to hear the word die.
Yeah, nobody does.
Yeah. Well, they also didn't know what you meant.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Well, no, I talked about it.
Oh,
they said,
it.
What
He's
you
the
doing?
underwear bomber.
Yeah. I said when we sat down, like, we had chit-chat time because we were sitting on the runway because they were trying to ground the plane and see if we could make it before they're like, what the storm was going to do and all this stuff. So I told them, I said, they go, what do you do? I go, oh, I'm a comic, blah, blah, blah. And they go, oh, they go, so you live in LA? I said, yeah, but I'm going home. I'm going to be on TV for the first time. They're like, oh, we're going to check it out. I gave them postcards for me and all this stuff.
Oh,
so I'd given them, like,
Darren got on the show, right?
Yeah.
That was him. Because you guys have been walking together.
We've been walking in the Atlanta airport complaining about food and the lack of seat space and no blankets and the word stewardess.
How long did that turbulence last? 10 minutes, maybe?
No, I would probably say maybe 3 minutes of, like, very intense.
Dude,
like,
let me tell you something to make you guys feel more secure. All right.
Are you going to validate us? Like, give us compliments? Is that how you're going to
feel? Yeah. No, here, I have this digital watch, okay? So I'm always timing things, right? Like, I'll be in line, and I'm like, oh, this line looks really long. Well, I time it. I put on some music. And usually the line is no longer than 15 minutes. But if you don't time it, you have no idea. Yeah. Like, it just seems
Unless you look at your watch.
Yeah. You look at your watch, like, this is nothing. I don't get worried unless it's, like, you know, like, longer than 15 minutes or whatever.
Right.
It's just in general or just turbulence?
Now this is with turbulence. This is going to the security line. With turbulence, usually once they get up past that 10,000 feet mark, you know, and then they can keep going, it's usually about 10 minutes. Usually, yeah. I would say. Like, it's not like... Sure. And like you just said, it was 3 minutes. But if you don't have a watch, if you don't know...
No, yeah, I'm guessing that 3 minutes.
Yeah. You're just guessing. But it seems like a long time. But if you look at your watch and you're like, okay, this will be cool and... If you look down, and usually it's, I swear, just from my own experience, after 10 minutes, it's already smooth. We're far enough away where it's not something to fear.
And it's it's.
But without knowing that, you don't know. You're like, well, wait, how long is it going to last the whole time? You don't know. And
because there are people who actually are genuinely afraid. And I think this chick was obviously one of them.
I've been there before.
Yeah. Well, and the whole point of that story was that desensitized me.
Yeah.
Like, I was no longer, anytime a plane shakes now, I'm like, you know what? I've been through that one, and this one ain't as bad. And there was one time Natalie and I were flying back to visit my mom in Denver, and we had Jacob with us. Mm-hmm. And I felt so bad because we had taken up an open seat, so that even though we didn't pay for his seat, but, like, nobody sat there. There was enough room on the plane for that seat for Jacob. Mm-hmm. And he was laying down in it or something like that. And there was a couple that had to sit in middle seats on each aisle, so they were separated. Uh-huh. And the chick was not happy. Like, she was crying out of
pain. Probably doesn't fly very often.
No. She was like, I just felt so bad. I was like, I was trying to think of anything. Like, I'm like, well, at this point, they wouldn't turn the...
Yeah.
I was going to say, here, come see her so you can comfort your wife. Like, we'll move over or something like that, you know, because Natalie could have easily sat Jacob in her lap and I could have sat in one of the middle seats. But yeah, she bawled the whole way from Sacramento to Denver, this poor chick. I felt so bad for her.
I flew from Vegas to Burbank, and the same thing. It was turbulent the whole way, and it smoothed out a little bit. But it's when you go over when you leave the hot desert with the air pockets and the heat, and the heat rising makes the plane. And then the
Godzilla.
It gets really... King Kong. And then when you land, like, the Burbank Mountains, it gets real shaky, and people were freaking out. And I was all calm in the aisle
seat. Yeah.
It's nice to be that cool guy.
I loved it, man. I had my funny hat on that I usually wear, that canvas hat, that circular... This lady looked over at me and she goes, "You look like a pilot." You know? I go, "Ma'am, if that makes you feel comfortable, I am." She goes, "You are?" I go, "No, but if it makes you feel comfortable, I am."
I've shot a pilot.
You mean you're a terrorist? No, I'm an actor.
There's not much you could do as a pilot from the middle of the plane, but thanks.
I told her, I said, "You know what? I got to learn autopilot right now. We'll be fine. Okay. We'll be landing in 8 minutes."
And it was that very reassurance that drew me to Darren when we would walk together. And wait, this is what you wanted?
Oh, I mean,
so we found out that not only do we grow up in the Valley, we like similar music, but we also each had a turn at Paramount's Great America. His job, much more interesting than yours and mine, in my opinion.
Really? More interesting than being Star Trek?
He was. Here's the thing. Remember those blue jumpsuits?
He says yes.
Remember those blue jumpsuits that we used to wear for lunch break to cover our costumes? He was the guy that was supposed to wear those jumpsuits.
For realies.
That they start off, they just hired comedians to tell jokes while people waited in line for the rides. So you'd be
what
telling,
year was that?
That was in 90. That was my big break from Fresno. From Fresno, they had five atmosphere performers. One was like a stilt walker, one was a juggler, one guy like could breathe fire. I think they had like a ventriloquist, and then I was the comic, and I had the hardest job because I didn't have any props.
Yeah, nothing.
And no costume, and it was our first year. They knew what the hell they were doing. So you'd be standing in front of the demon roller coaster, and people would be like...
Would there be a guy next to you breathing fire? You'd be like,
no.
So I was on a plane.
Right. No, they did shifts.
I wish, because we had to separate. They're like, and break, huddle, hop, hop, hike. Like, we each have to hit our own area of the park. And you'd go out and you'd do these entertain people in line for roller coasters. Or I'd have to go and do like a funny announcement before the ice skating shows.
Wow.
Or before the mascots. What is it? Those mascots? Like those, like the Scooby-Doo and all that stuff.
They dress characters.
Yeah, the characters would do like their show, their song and dance routine. I'd have to go out and do 15 minutes of crowd work. I had 10 shows a day and one humorous announcement. So
wow. What's some material? Like, what would you do in front of the demon?
I would go like, well, first of all, I would do a lot of impressions. Like, I used to beat by it. I'm Scooby-Doo. Like, if Scooby-Doo walked by, it's Scooby-Doo.
Would you have a microphone, or would you just
No microphone.
That's ridiculous.
No, it was horrible. No microphone. No speakers.
That's the stupidest idea
It was
ever.
Dumb.
You're just a guy in a jumpsuit going,
Eventually, they gave me these blue polyester pants and, like, a bow tie, and it was a blinking bow tie, and then they'd be like, so how's it going? Like, I had to walk up to be like, hey, how is everybody? Hey, I got to tell you guys, I'm really excited. And those are my big jokes. It's a visual. I won't work for the podcast.
This has got to be great.
I look like Bart Simpson, and I would do like a Bart Simpson facial impression. Like, and then people look at me like, Martha, does this man have mental problems? Security! Because they couldn't hear me, because I'd be like, I look like... And then the thing would go... you know? And it was, and then my supervisor was a real jerk, you know, and he was like, listen, man.
What?
You know,
at Paramount's Great America.
No, it was Great America at the time. It was
this
even
guy.
Home.
Oh.
Yeah,
he was. He reminded me of Dana Carvey's George Bush impression. He'd be like, hey, you're going to have to wear a costume, and you can't alter it. Because at the time, see, speaking of blue bell bottoms, it was tight pants with blue bottoms that flared out. And so I kept trying to tuck them in to make them look tighter, because that was more the style, like this. Skinny jeans look kind of is now. That's how it was 20 years ago. And I've seen you've altered your costume. Okay, that's a code 4 violation. Plus, I think I was like 20 at the time, or, you know, 19. So I was really young. So I was trying to still get girls. You know, like, you're not that far removed from the girls walking around, seeing like these hot chicks, you know. And I'd be like, hey, look, it's New Kids on the Block. Like, if, you know, four young guys walk by and the girls would laugh, like, oh, that was funny. And it was a very difficult job.
And where was your break room for those Great America
backstage? It was somewhere backstage, and all the characters would take their heads off and be all sweaty.
Yeah, it was our same break room.
They'd be
was
all
it?
Sweaty, and they're like, man, that one guy punched me. And, you know, all the characters had, like, you know, of course, they had, like, little security guards with them so they wouldn't get punched. And I'll never forget this one guy. He got really mad. This black dude got mad at the Scooby-Doo character, and he was yelling, and he goes, nah, man, you know. He goes. Why you? You know, he goes. Why you ignore? You know, my son. You Scooby Doo. You hug all the light white little kids, saw my kids, and you ignored him, man. You purposely ignored him. Here, meanwhile, it's like some 15-year-old or 16-year-old, and he was like, and I wrote this down because I used it as a joke from back then. He goes, nah, Scooby Doo. That's a Scooby Don't.
That's retarded.
It's a Scooby Doo.
Yeah, and this girl. It was like a young girl in there. She was crying, like, I saw her backstage. She's like, Ezekiel, I couldn't even see, because you're like looking out the nose or whatever. It's like 3 feet in front of you. And
We got that all the time. I remember we had somebody come into the break room and was in tears because a mother had told SpongeBob that SpongeBob was racist, and she's like, I didn't know. Same thing. And poor kids.
Yeah, what people don't understand is you have a 2-inch field of vision. You know what I mean? You're not.
And we have rules about touching black kids.
Oh, that's right. I didn't read that code 4. Don't tighten your bell bottoms.
Right.
It's an unspoken rule.
Stay away from the Negroes. Because it was written in 70s talk, I guess.
70s?
Yeah, back off, Jaff Turkey.
1870s.
It's a Negro.
That's a Scooby Don't.
That's a Scooby Don't.
My other favorite part was that when Darren first got the job, they didn't plan it very much. So he would go in his street clothes to do it. So it just
even worse.
It would just look like a guy jumped out of line and was telling jokes by the ride. Like, people had no idea what he was doing.
I'll send you crowd work and stuff. Hey, how you guys doing? Where are you from? And they're like, no, thank you. We're not interested. No, I'm not a salesman. I'm not trying to do a pyramid scheme here.
Have you heard of Scientology?
That is the worst idea.
The exciting
ever.
World of Amway.
Who came up with that?
It was the worst. You know, as far as the entertainer goes, it wasn't entertainment money at all. It was minimum wage. No, actually, I got more than minimum. I think I got like $6.35 an hour, whatever. Because minimum wage back then was like $3.35.
Like
something.
They should have paid you $15 an hour to do the orientation for all the entertainment people that came after you, because I made in 96 is when I no yeah 96 is when 96. I started, and I was making $9.38 an hour.
Yeah, me too. 97.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then they bumped me up to almost $10 an hour my second year. Like, I was getting 50-cent an hour raises every year I came back. By the time I was done, I was making 14 and a half, almost $15 an hour.
Yeah, you left before the year that they dropped that all back down to 12.
Oh good.
Yeah.
get out when I'm ahead.
Smart.
And I was there at the peak of the mullet. So, and what sucked for me is if I worked there, I had to make a decision. They're like, your hair couldn't touch your collar. So there's all these guys with, you know, had the scissors and they'd snip off our mullets.
Oh, wow. Yeah. You're lucky that you didn't have a mullet.
Well, I kind of had a mullet, you know, but not like a major mullet, but enough to where I had a long neck, so I could almost like bypass that rule by just kind of looking down at my chest and making my, you know. But if you had a short neck and long hair, you're screwed.
You know, at Disneyland,
I barely got a mullet. It's only 3 inches.
Your neck is short, Holmes.
What were you gonna say, Disneyland?
Well, at Disneyland, the facial hair restrictions are no facial hair, like no beards, but you can have a mustache because Walt had a mustache.
Oh.
As long as it doesn't pass the corners of your lips, gotcha. So it's like a real Walt Disney mustache, and the only people I ever saw with it, because of course who would have it, is like the 19-year-olds that really wanted to grow facial hair. And like maybe if you worked at the Golden Horseshoe Cafe where you're kind of a cowboy, I can understand it. Except for the time that you're not working and you have to walk around with a mustache like Walt Disney's. Yeah. That's the time you don't want that.
Yeah. I remember, and we've talked about that too. Well, here's the thing too. I'm more curious about this, and it's more. I was just going to say about
that's
how
a good expression. Here's the thing.
I say that all the time. I found. From our listeners,
here's the thing.
When we paint our nails, I would leave it on all the time.
I'm sorry, I heard that episode, so that's what I was.
Yeah. Oh, you really? You were
trying to do a callback? Yeah, yeah.
You got me, hook, line, and sinker.
Here's the thing.
Here's the thing.
I always catch myself saying that now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think everybody does, but I don't know why.
No, we all have our own little phrase. Lately, I hammer on with "to be fair."
To be fair. Fair enough.
Yeah.
I like
exactly.
That. Fair enough. To be fair. To be fair.
Well, here's the thing. Everybody has a thing.
To be fair, I know that, and we already discussed it.
Fair enough.
That's a Scooby Don't.
That's your catch.
Yours is a little harder to work in.
You're going to lower your voice? That's a Scooby Don't.
That's a deal breaker, ladies.
Does this sound racist that I...
Oh, boy. Here we go. First, we start with the Hitler mustaches.
Exactly.
Walt would want it this way.
Like, okay. I showed an apartment today to a black couple. Okay.
You know, there's that commercial real quick before you go on. Have you heard that commercial that plays all the time in L.A.? Yes, I'm calling about the apartment.
Yeah, yeah.
And the next one's like, yeah, man. And what it is, it's basically just probably a white voiceover actor.
Yeah. Yep.
Doing these stereotypical voices.
Same guy doing everything, yeah.
Yeah. And carry on.
So
there was no anecdote. You just wanted to remember that.
Yeah. Because I thought of it when I was out front and it said, because your name isn't out there, it says manager. And I want to be like, yes, I'm calling about the apartment. I wanted to go through all my characters as an impersonator.
Here's what I will tell you. I don't, shooting straight in that I don't care what your ethnicity is, as long as you pay your rent on time.
I thought you were going to say, as long as you're white.
I think that's pretty much the law, though. Yeah. I don't know if you get a gold star for that.
But here's my point.
We are not talking to you, Natalie.
There she comes.
You're not. You put
no
your
microphone
nose back down.
Behind me. I can't see it coming.
She just turned and looked at us like we were having a conversation.
I love you, woman. I love you so much. So here's the thing. I was showing these people, to be fair enough.
the thing.
And the guy was just rattling off. I go, where the new property manager is like, yeah, they got to go get her. Go get her. Like, he just threw that just fell out of his face.
What did he say?
He said, yeah, they got to go get her. Go get her. And he just, like, he fell out like that.
Who is this guy?
This is a black guy that was looking at the unit. You know what I mean?
To move in here.
Yeah, to move in
here. And why did he say that? What prompted that?
Because I was saying that I was the new manager.
Oh,
and he was like, they got to go get her. Like, he's saying that you're a go-getter.
Yeah. And he's saying they have to go get me. Like,
they had to find somebody that was.
They had to go get a go-getter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
you
know what I mean? But
yeah.
That just fell out of his face. And I was just like, see, this is the part that I wish that I could be black, in that they just say the coolest things in the world. Scooby Don't.
I do a lot of shows with black people coming up to me afterwards, and you're right, like little snippets of motivation.
Yeah.
You know? Keep talking and I'll think of one. Nothing to it but to do it.
Yes.
There's one. Nothing to it but to do it.
Yes.
Some people you gotta feed with a long handled spoon. You know, like I got back from Cleveland. Let me tell you something. The crowd was awesome. It was 75% black, 25% scared. The shows were awesome. The late show smelled like weed and chicken. I mean, it was a party up in there. And the opener was a local headliner.
Yeah.
And I told him, I go, you know, I said, his name is Mark, and he's Mark Reedy, black guy, really cool. And I said, by the way, I have lots of black friends. You know that, right?
Yeah.
On MySpace. Hello. Hey-o. No,
but personally,
Maybe Facebook, but I got to see him.
That's a Darren Don't.
That's a Darren Don't. No. No, but it was Cleveland's the only town that I've ever sold merch, and I've actually had, which is, you know, after the show, you sell CDs, T-shirts.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Where people have actually tried to sell me stuff. Like,
what?
I met twice. I'm trying to sell my stuff. People come up to me like, I'll buy yours if you buy mine. Like this lady,
and
she
they've
goes,
got what? I mean, again, well, this is not racist, but rap albums? Or
no,
what
no, no. Actually, one, yeah, like one girl was so drunk and dumb, she goes, she looked at my CDs, she goes, oh, I don't really like rap music. I go, no, I'm a comedian. These are comedy CDs.
Remember
oh,
you
really?
Just saw me for an hour?
Yeah, remember me, the guy made you laugh? Oh, I thought you were selling rap albums. Like, no.
She just decided.
That I'm just standing in the corner selling rap CDs. Yeah, I got some JD, some Kanye. Ellie.
I don't like those. Yeah. Yeah. I don't play no game.
Yeah, I don't like white rappers. I'm a white comic, dumbass. But,
so what's that mean?
Yeah, that's a Scooby Don't. So, anyways, like this one lady, she came up to me and she goes, I noticed you drink a lot of water on stage. I go, yeah, I do. And she goes, so she hands me a bottle of water with like a flyer around it. And she goes, we have our own water. We'd like, you know, and she goes, just go ahead and try that. It's vitamin water. And I was like, okay, cool.
But it's not vitamin water.
I don't know what it is, you know.
But I mean, is it like, because yeah. I know you could get
it had a roofie in it.
No, it was sealed. I checked, but I did not drink it. I gave it to someone, one of the poor staff members.
You wait for fear thirsty. That your fans listening to the show go, I hope he didn't drink it. This could be the end of Derek
Carr. Let me tell you this other thing that happened. This other guy came up to me. Oh, did you have something to say about the
no,
water
it's okay.
Bottle?
Keep going.
Okay.
I can go back to it.
Okay. God, he's so cocky. You just had that look on your face. I can go back to it. That's how good I am.
He does do two podcasts.
I know. This guy's mind is like, I'm like, I have something funny to say, but I can't think of anything now. And then I thought of it, but whatever. Listen, so this other guy came
broke
up to me.
Back mountain bike.
I get it.
So good. Gays.
Are you, so then this other guy came up to me and he goes, I'll buy your DVD, but I got something for you. He goes, I'll be right back. And he goes to his car and he comes back. And
he goes to his car.
Yeah, and he hands me a DVD. Yeah. But he paid for mine, so that was cool. But and he starts to hand it to me. And it was a pyramiding scheme about how to get rich.
Oh.
And he, before he hands it to me, he kind of does that thing where you don't quite grab it. And I'm trying to grab it, but he's like, you got to promise me. He looks me square in the eye. You're going to watch it. You promise me? You promise me you're going to watch it? And of course, you know, I'm like, yeah, I promise. And I actually said out loud, I go, I promise, you know, I mean, there might be good for some comedy material. No, man, it will change your life. Wow. I'm like, okay. So then I left it in the office, and my story is that if he ever sees me, I don't know, man, I laid it down, and someone else must have stole it. Maybe they wanted more than I did. But I'm like, why is this guy doing this? And then here's the thing. Here's the thing.
Yeah. Hey, there it is.
Fair enough.
To be fair.
No, to be fair.
Yeah.
So I'm like, you know, like
Scooby-Doo.
Bringing it back to the black people with motivational tidbits.
You know. Spoon feed me with the backslide.
Yeah.
Just trying to make
apple
that work.
Don't fall far from the tree.
I like to go outside when it's sunny.
I like big butts, and I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny. No. So Mark Reedy tells me this. The MC goes, man, let me tell you something about these pyramid schemes. If it was so good, how come Donald Trump and them ain't doing it? And if it's making so much money, why isn't Donald Trump and them buying the company? And if it's so good, why is he trying to get you to do it? I go, I know. He goes, man, see, he knows what your service you provide. He just sat through an hour, right? You don't know what that company is. He goes, so is this guy trying to always, like, sell people? I'm like, I know. Is this guy going to go into surgery? Before you know, cut me open, check out my DVD.
Promise me you'll watch it.
Promise me.
Well, I'm a little busy
promise
right
me.
Now.
You got to promise me, man. Pinky promise, my brother. Pinky promise.
We had a friend of ours who did the same thing.
Oh. Pinky promises?
No, he did the
oh, yeah, yeah,
scheme.
Yeah.
And
yeah. Chubby Wood.
The problem with it was that he was the nicest guy in the world, in my opinion. Kevin disagrees.
He was one of the nice.
Oh, okay. I'm saying,
guys.
Yeah, maybe he doesn't deserve the number one slot.
Yeah.
I'm throwing that around, I guess.
Yeah.
I apologize to all the nice people in my life because you all share the equal best spot, I guess. That's what I'm realizing.
Sort of like the Special Olympics of niceness.
Yeah. Everybody gets a medal.
So why is Lost on? Why did Lost just come on the screen?
I don't know what happened. I don't know how to fix it.
Keep telling your story.
Okay.
So the nicest guy in the world.
So he...
Pyramid scheme.
He caught. Here's the thing. Natalie and I were both working at Nickelodeon at Paramount's Great America. Mm-hmm. And he was doing this thing where he was talking to everybody, and then he finally said,
okay, listen, after work today, I'd love to show you a presentation. I want to talk to you about some things. Mm. And he kind of like beat around the bush to get us to like.
Yeah, they do that. They don't come out and say it. It's just something, it'll change your life. Just hang around.
I could be telling this story wrong, but Natalie was like, sure, you know, because that's what it was. He said, hey, do you want to hang out after work on Thursday?
I'm back now.
Thank you. And I go, oh, yeah, because I love the guy. I was like.
Uh-huh. I had always wondered how you got suckered into watching this presentation, so I'm glad to hear this.
Here's the thing.
He liked country music. They took long walks.
He was very humble. Here's the thing. He showed me his thing.
To be fair.
And it was fair enough. And by fair in that sense, I mean size. Because he was black, and that's a stereotype. And we're done.
Okay.
thanks for listening to the... No, I'm kidding. What are you doing?
Oh. Your soda was falling over.
Oh, it was?
So what happened? So he said, meet me on Thursday.
So he said was like...
Did he get a group of you guys together?
No, he got just me and my wife. Uh-huh. And the reason I'm telling you this is because it is kind of funny to visualize. He said, hey, do you want to hang out and like maybe get dinner or something? I don't know, whatever, on Thursday. And I was like, yeah, I would love to hang out. This is fun.
Yeah, he's a cool guy.
So me and Natalie make plans to hang out with him. So then we're waiting for him to get ready and stuff like that after work. And then all of a sudden we're in the green room at the Nickelodeon Theater. And he all of a sudden walks out in a dress shirt and a tie and dress pants. And we're like, where are we going? Because I got a t-shirt and cargo shorts.
Yeah, you came to work in a theme park.
Yeah, I've got the Justin Worsham uniform on for when he goes home. And so he says, real quick, I just want to talk to you guys about something. And I'm not making this up. He pulls out an easel.
And I didn't know he did that at the theater. Yeah. Oh, this is awesome.
Am I right on that, dear? Can you back me up on
yes,
that?
Yes, she's nodding her head yes.
Okay, good. Yeah. She can't say anything is what she said.
I'm going to have to go apologize
still not getting
to her later.
Not saying, no, she's fine. So he goes into his whole thing, sitting there for probably 30 to 45 minutes.
And you're expecting to go to dinner after working an eight-hour shift.
How do you wrap this up? There's not a polite way. There wasn't like a little pause where you could be like, oh, well, thanks. We'll consider it. Thank you. Let's go eat now.
It was that for a while, do you think you want to do it? And I think at some point it broke down to, listen, dude, I really like you. I think you're a great guy, but I don't have the time or the money to invest into this right now. I'm trying to get my own thing going, you know. And he's like, well, just listen. Yeah, exactly. He's like, well, let me just, you know. I said, listen, I go, honestly, I don't want to waste your time.
Yeah.
I appreciate what you did. I just wanted to hang out with you, man. Let's go have some fun. Let's go get some food and blah, blah, blah. And then I think we just kind of went our separate ways after that. Like, I don't even think we went.
You didn't even go to dinner?
It didn't. But here's the thing. It didn't get weird because, I mean, you remember this guy. He was the guy who he probably was saying, let's hang out.
Yeah.
Thinking that's the sales pitch. That's how I get them to sit and listen. Yeah. When they hear what I've got to say, they're going to love it.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
I rented a room when I lived in San Diego, and the guy was like, he just got out of the Navy, so he was looking for ways to make money, and he was all excited about selling. I think it was Amway, actually. Mm. And I just came off this tour, this college tour. I'd been living, you know, like in a van going from state to state. You know, I saving up every nickel and dime I could to afford a used Honda. Like, I just wanted to get back to California so I could go up to L.A. and become a real comic and really do it. And this guy was like, you know, practicing his Amway stuff on me. And he was like, he's like, I want you to write down 5 things. And I'm like, and he was like, right. But I was the wrong guy for that.
Yeah, exactly. Just hearing that. I'm just asking Darren to write down 5 things.
Right.
No matter what the scenario
what the 5
is.
Things are.
Yeah. Because you're the wrong guy to
I'm second guessing. I'm thinking. Yeah. So like, he was like, he goes like, if you could live anywhere in the world, where would it be? And I'm like, North Hollywood. he's like, I'm saying anywhere in the world. You got to think bigger. People don't think big enough in the world. You know, they get stuck in the rut. They have the same job, 9 to 5. Sitting, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, I want to live in a, and he goes, and how big of a home would you want? Studio apartment, roommates. I don't care. You know, I'm like, I just want to get up there and start auditioning. And he's like, you mean you wouldn't want your own house? No, too many responsibilities. I'm going to be on the road. He goes, now what about travel? I go, travel. I just got off the road for the last year and a half. You know, screw that. I don't want to travel. I want to live in one place and be a comic at night. And he's like, what would you do with extra cash? I'm like, I don't know. But everything I get new headshots. He goes, no, come on, you got to think bigger. I go, that is thinking bigger. Like, I don't have headshots.
He's got a presentation for the guy who's like, I want to
400 square foot, 4,000 square foot mansion. Yeah, yeah, yeah. With
I want to be a diamond in the Amway company.
I want to live on a boat in the Marina Del Rey area. Right. You know what I mean? Like that kind of thing.
I want to go from five roommates to four. That's all I want. You know? I just want to get booked as an MC, you jackass.
What was the fifth question?
I don't remember. I remember it was everything like house, travel.
Yeah.
If you could have any kind of money, like, I don't even know what it was. What was something that they would say? Like, it was stuff like that. Like,
vacation, maybe? Or something.
Yeah, I don't want to take vacations. I could care less about vacations unless I'm getting paid to do
car. Car? Was it what kind of car would you want?
Yeah. That's car, what it was. Yeah. And I said a Honda or a Toyota. That's what I've written down. And he goes, Honda or Toyota, you got to think bigger. And I go, dude, listen, you're coming off a guy who drove a Yugo and a Dodge Dart. Okay, those break down. I don't want none of these foreign jobs, bro. Or an American made. I want something that's. Something I want a Honda or Toyota. They're reliable.
Yeah,
we're talking 1993, 94 back then.
Yeah.
So now, I mean, now
Toyotas are great machines.
Well, are they now though?
I have one.
So do I. You go drag racing unintentionally?
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, I just won 100. And
isn't their slogan moving forward?
Yeah,
and then forward and forward and forward.
It's nice. Forward. Well done, man.
Yeah, thanks. Thank
that's
you.
Good.
Hey, can I use that? No.
Yeah, absolutely. Please do.
He's selling jokes on the podcast. Yeah, that's how he does it.
Well, that's if you give me your DVD, I'll give you that joke.
tit
for tat.
I got to warn you, the DVD's not funny.
You know, my favorite part about this pyramid scheme story is that he's having you write these things down. Remember, what was the name of that game that you'd have to play?
MASH.
MASH, where it was like mansion.
We should
apartment.
Play that now.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, what is it? What is
paper right
what
there?
Is MASH?
Let's play it. Let's play it right now.
What is it? Yeah, you take it back to the. Yeah.
You pick like five chicks, and you pick four numbers or five numbers. You pick four kinds of cars, and then I think you pick places or something like that. And I remember the MASH stands for mansion, apartment, shack, or house.
Mm-hmm.
And then you start in the middle of the square, and the person starts drawing like a coil,
a
almost
circle.
A swirl is a better way to
swirl.
Describe.
Yeah.
And then when you say you have to not look, and then you just say stop, and then however many rings.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
There are that's how you eliminate everything down until you end up with. This is a great idea, because the other idea that I had for a quasi, we could do this, well, I guess this kind of gets boring as a segment, but we're kicking
around. Wait, how can you play MASH with two married guys?
We just have to come up with, we're going to play with celebrity style.
Yeah. Oh, I got you.
Yeah, I guess. I got you. I just made that up.
You remember what?
By celebrity style, it's because we're celebrities.
Oh, hey,
celebrities are playing the game.
Oh, boy.
Which, by the way, while Kevin is building the MASH, I want to take some time to welcome all of our new listeners. I know
both
that we
of
have
you guys.
Some new
no,
people.
There's a lot.
I want to thank all the people who have been listening since the beginning for helping to spread the word. We recently had like a 1,500 download jump this month.
Wow.
So,
did I mention I'm on the third one?
Yes.
My wife said that was a really funny one.
It was a great one.
And she like, well, no, she, you know, because she listens a lot when I'm on stuff, and she goes, "That was great."
It was.
I think we told the story about Odessa, Texas, and the.
Oh, yeah. You want to update that?
Let's update it.
Building this MASH board.
When you guys listen to the third episode with Darren Carter, the party starter, I talk about the trailer in Odessa, and anyways, we went to
this Wild West comedy club that is now debunked or defunct or whatever.
getting with the funk.
It's a hip hop club.
Real quick.
It's called Scooby Don'ts.
Just because I drink my coffee and I'm super like caffeinated now, I purposely have not sworn on this so we can get a clean rating.
Oh,
is that good? Right?
Okay.
Does that help? Does it get more listeners?
Shit, man, that's awesome.
Oh.
What? What'd I do?
Oh, I'm glad it was the Christian because I wanted to drop an F-bomb. But that's hilarious.
Do you guys get more listeners if it's clean?
Before you
matter?
Go, well, we released the show after 11, so we can say the S-word once.
Yeah, okay, gotcha.
I don't know if that's true.
That's shit and true.
Now we have to go explicit.
Darren, give me four co-stars you want on your TV show.
Four co-stars I want on my TV show. I want Precious.
Precious, okay.
I want Biggie Smalls.
Biggie.
You literally are Smalls. Making up. I want to do the old school version.
Really? Okay. Yeah. I like the version like you get your own TV show and
this is good.
Okay,
I want Earthquake.
Earthquake.
I'm into large black people. And for my fourth one, I want...
My bitch old ketchup. That's Earthquake's joke. Have I told you that joke?
No.
When John Kerry was running for president and his wife was something Heinz, whatever. She was from the Heinz ketchup family. He's like, man, he goes, this guy's running for president. And his wife, doesn't she own like ketchup, like Heinz the company or whatever. He was like, you know what? If my wife ran a ketchup company, I wouldn't do anything. I'd just sit around the house and be like, yo, Earthquake, what are you doing? And I'm nothing. My bitch on ketchup. I'm set for life.
And I want, and my fourth one will be a Gallagher. I want Gallagher.
Gallagher. That's
white guy.
Okay, good.
Gallagher.
Good. Yes. And let's see. What kind of, when you have house, what are you driving?
Honda. Mm-hmm. Toyota.
Yeah. This is good.
And then we'll go with let's go with Ford, a Ford F-150.
Oh, good one. Ford.
No, I should go 250 since it's a fantasy.
Yeah.
Here's a, here, guys, look, just so
you're
you know.
You're living the dream with the 250.
I know. But you know what?
You don't want to go 1 ton on that. You go 2 ton.
I know, but I live in an apartment, and I don't think I can park in the underground parking garage.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So let's,
well, you might. You might get the mansion.
You're right. Yeah, maybe yeah. I'll move. Okay.
Yeah, and so what's your fourth car?
Then I'll be farther from the studios and the improv. Oh, well, screw it. Okay. And then my fourth car, let's make it a, let's go with, I don't really want it though, but it doesn't say minivan. I don't really
minivan?
Want that.
Okay.
No. Okay.
And what is your four superpowers you're gonna choose?
My superpowers. Okay.
It's not even the game.
But no. I like this. I like this. The four superpowers. One that I'm really, really strong.
Strong. Okay.
Really, really strong. Next one would be really, really fast.
Fast. Good.
The third one would be that I don't need my contact lenses.
Okay. Can see.
And then I can come up with a hot, funny, killer comedy, like hour of material, like. Every week.
Got it.
Ooh,
funny. All right.
Super. No, I'm already funny, but yeah, we're
gonna, okay, we'll just keep it out.
Am I?
Am I?
Is it?
So, Justin,
that sucks.
Four women.
Real quick, I want to explain. I'll do this. We'll go back while you, because you have to do all the counting.
I have to do the mathing.
So, the real thing is four girls
that
I know.
Four women that you know, okay. Or celebrities, whatever you want.
What if he's all creepy because he's a new landlord? Ew, I want the girl from 103. I want the girl from apartment 103.
Put the girl from 117.
Yeah.
It's especially funny because Natalie told them about the podcast.
Am I really writing this? Okay.
Yeah.
117.
Depending on how this ends, I'll tell you why that could be funny.
What do you mean? How it ends? This job?
Your job? After this week, I might be okay with that situation. Yeah. I might be more interested in going back to paying rent. Other chicks. Let's see. Let's put Kat, because that's what you have to do if we're doing this.
You're putting my girlfriend down?
Yeah, that's what you do. Ooh, in
awesome.
Elementary
Ooh.
School.
I'm playing it now.
Ooh, I like the way you say this girl sounds hot.
Yeah, wait a minute.
Wait, I want to change my answer. Forget Precious. I want Kat.
Who else do I want? I'm trying to think of just.
Hey, wait, say Jeannie because she's.
Oh, that's
listening.
Good. Yeah, Jeannie, that's good.
Jeannie, hi, Jeannie.
Hi, Jeannie.
Okay.
She probably enjoyed all that racist talk I was doing.
Oh, she,
who doesn't love racism?
She probably didn't think you were racist.
And
enough.
Let's also
kidding.
Put. Let's put
kidding.
Darren's mother-in-law. What's her name? I forgot.
Rochelle.
It. Rochelle. All
okay.
right.
Now, your four cars?
My four cars would be Toyota. Let's go Corolla.
Adam
Isn't
Corolla.
That what you own
gonna,
now?
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to go Camry.
Camry.
Okay. I'm going to go Sienna.
Sienna.
And,
name a NASCAR type car.
Ooh.
And NASCAR, yeah.
Well, it's technically the Toyota Camry, but if I wanted to, I would
like,
go.
Like, what if you're driving a real NASCAR car around town?
Yeah, I would go, okay, let's go the number 14 Chevy Impala, the Office Depot.
Ooh.
Number 14 Chevy Impala, driven by Smoke Tony okay. Stewart or Tony Smoke Spirit.
And four jobs you want.
Four jobs.
Number one would be a blow.
There goes that clean rating.
No, really?
No, I'm kidding.
Or maybe someone was just about to drift off to sleep and then the ears perked up.
Ooh.
Yeah.
They're like, wait, oh, this is just it. This is really funny because Darren has a podcast that he listens to that puts him to sleep. It's not ours, thank God. Or is it?
No.
So let's see. Jobs that I would want. Let's go property manager or landlord. I prefer landlord.
Landlord.
So this is
for somebody that wanted to play this game, you sure are playing it boringly.
This is a dream job? You want to be a
this
landlord?
This is what I would do. It's what gave me the whole idea is that here's why I never played this game when I was in elementary school, because I would play it the same way Darren did with this guy in his pyramid scheme. Like, all of his dreams were completely achievable. They're completely...
your own wife isn't on your list.
If you could have any kind of watch in the world, I think you're going to say, like, Rolex or something really nice, and you're like, a digital one so I could time. I could time how long the plane's going to shake.
I could literally achieve all of your dreams within months. Like, that's
I know. I just thought of that. When I said that thing, I'm like, you know, I could just get LASIK surgery for the year. So I could never have contact lenses.
But that's the fun part of it for me. Okay.
My superpower, wait, real quick. quick. Can I change it to more hair? I want more hair. That's it.
It's you know, I'm going to give you a combo because you could do that in a weekend as well.
You know, I've seen myself in hair. It doesn't look that much better.
What did your wife say?
Oh, yeah. See, my wife, I was looking through these old photos of myself, and she looks at the, like almost that mullet, that redheaded mullet look, and she goes, you know, you look better actually without, no, she goes, even when you had hair, you didn't know what to do with it. I'm going to bring that joke back in my head.
It's good.
It's hilarious.
Three more jobs.
Let's
landlord.
I like that one. I wanted to say, but I don't think this is, I'm not.
But you don't want the responsibility. So don't get something with too many responsibilities.
Yeah. No, I like the responsibility that I have
now.
Really? I'm eventually, what?
Comedian.
Okay, comedian.
Okay.
Oh, yeah,
something without too many responsibilities.
How Thanks, dare you, Natalie. Woman?
You don't know what I'm responsible
Compressor.
For. When you're a comedian, you're responsible for getting your own job, which is the biggest responsibility because nobody
Father.
Just wants to hand them to you. Right. Father's also good. I like that.
All right.
I'd love to be a stay-at-home dad. That would be a great gig. And then,
hey, you know what?
If NASCAR
you be,
driver.
If you just be an unfunny comedian, you will be a stay-at-home dad.
And a property manager.
Oh, no. That wasn't an insult. I'm roasting you. I didn't even realize it. Come on, bro.
Dictator.
You are stay-at-home.
Ooh.
Nicaragua.
Ooh.
I can really? Clean that hellhole up so fast.
All right. Darren, I'm going to start drawing this little circle. You can't watch,
okay.
And I just want you to tell me when to stop.
You know, stop.
Okay?
You guys can't see this at home, but Kevin covered it with his hand, and Darren is playing this so real, he covered half of his eye.
That's how you play it. Don't peek, Justin. Okay. Say when to stop.
Wait.
This is why
wait,
people,
I'm going to hold the mic up to the pen.
This is why people hated me when I played this game. Stop.
Okay. Darren, yours is 1, 2, 3, 4. And Justin, yours is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Okay.
Okay. You may talk amongst yourself.
Right.
I will have the results shortly. Goodbye.
Oh, did you break the thing?
I think I did.
Here, take the mic out and then twist that around.
I'm still here because
no, that's okay.
This is boring.
Because here's what I was going to say. You guys heard Darren and I doing kind of like a inside joke reference or whatever to his, is it?
Is
and Darren
it?
Has a joke in his act where he quotes a Snoop Dogg song where they say they go around putting their penises.
Wow, little half dead put his junk on her head. I'm keeping it clean.
Yeah.
Ooh, oh, that's real baby boy.
And so he says, that's not going to happen here
tonight. That's not going to happen here tonight at the Laugh Factory or wherever we're at. Is it? And they laugh. And then I look at a girl and I go, is it?
And so I think it's hilarious. So every time he would say something like, that's not going to, whatever. And I go, is it? Am
is
I?
It?
So that's
Am
where that story
I?
Is.
Do I?
There was something else that we were talking about earlier. Oh, I was going to go back to the bottled water. Is that I was curious if the water that she was trying to, remember when you were selling the merch and all that?
Yeah.
Was it like just bottled water where you could buy the label? Or was it like an actual like flavored water of some kind? Or you don't? Well, you didn't.
No,
even taste
I you know
it.
I looked at the water and it looked like there was a printed on label that was like I guess maybe she wanted
like
me
what
to,
they do at the ice house. At the ice house they have
yeah
ice
yeah,
house
but it was
water.
Like whatever that brand of water was like you know X A N I whatever the hell it was, and it had like all the ingredients. I was supposed to be like, it's just not. It has like vitamins in it. But I feel like it was just stupid because I'm not. What am I going to travel around the country bringing cases of water with me? It's like no, I'm not going to pay an extra baggage fees. I got to bring my own water. You know, it's like the club gives me water for free.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
It's like I'm not going to. You know,
it
stupid.
Would be kind of.
Yeah.
The other thing,
I have a big pallet of water. Ooh, who does this guy think he is?
He's a prop act. No,
are you
thirsty?
Are you sponsored? No, I buy water out of some black chick in Cleveland. You know, she saw me on the Late Show Sunday.
The other thing that made me think of, too, is that...
She was a nice lady, by the way.
We had this
Thank
conversation.
You, Thank you. If you're listening.
She's not a listener.
Okay.
Because we didn't buy her water.
No, she doesn't know that. Oh, yeah, she does now. Yeah.
There's a thing that Darren noticed, had this observation about comedians that I think is hysterical, where... like there's a new thing. How did you put this?
Oh yeah.
With water.
Let me digress. Like when comics, like they all, you know, we all think that we're the, you know, the best comic out there,
yeah.
Right? Or whatever, you know, not, you know. So they start like there's no way to measure that though. Where you're like before it's like it's how many laughs per minute did you get? You know, when you're up and coming, you know, oh I got like you know 5 laughs per minute, or I got 6 or 7, and then it became a thing of like, oh I got a standing ovation, or I, you know, but a lot of comics don't get those.
Yeah.
So it's like
those became harder to come by.
Yeah, so like you know, crowd, you know,
obese America does not stand easily.
Exactly. So then it became a thing of like how long you did, like, oh Carlos Mencia, he did 2 hours, or you know Dave Chappelle did 3 hours, or Dane Cook did 4 hours, and then it was 7 hours, and everyone's like trying to like how long can you be up there, and by the way, club owners, and they actually love that. No, they don't. They hate that. Because I go, how long do comics usually, who does the longest? And they're like, and they just hate it with vitriol. They're like, oh, so-and-so did 2.5 hours the first show. And then, and they're like, what else was I going to talk about? And they're like, just get off stage already. Yeah. So then the thing became not how long they can do. Now the thing that I've noticed, at least 4 or 5 LA comics do this, is they'll say, they'll be like, yeah, man, I did 45 minutes or whatever. They'll be like, I did 1 hour 15. And then they tag it with no water. I was up there for 90 minutes straight. No water.
No hydration.
Just me and a mic. One mic, one mouth, just me.
I didn't even use a stool. That's going to be the next.
Oh, yeah. I didn't use a stool. I didn't have water.
I didn't sit. I didn't drink for a whole hour.
I was like Mike Tyson, you know, 15 rounds.
I didn't even talk. I was just up there for 45 minutes, and they were laughing. I didn't do anything.
And just my haircut.
I just looked at him. I didn't even show up.
And I got laughs. No water. I didn't even eat that day.
No water. I've been fasted for a week.
You know what cracks me up too is it's kind of that same thing of why, like, third world, they say that the third world countries hate us because we have it so easy. Like,
I know.
If I'm a guy who has to work on a highway all day or all night, and then I hear some guy go, I just did a whole hour, no water. Punch that guy in the face and the nuts at the same time. It would be
like plugging something into the wall socket. Just get top and bottom. Yeah, like, exactly. All right, here is the results of your mash. Congratulations, Darren.
Yes.
You live in a shack.
Oh, is it Radio Shack at a mall?
No, that would start with an R. This is mash, not mar. You are driving a Honda.
Oh, boy.
Your co-star is Gallagher. Do you have the droid?
I do. I was going to whip this
Sweet.
Out later.
Sweet. Droid buddies.
Yay. Right. Droids are making out.
I thought you had my phone for a second. Like, where the hell did you get my phone?
Is this your watch? I'm a magician.
Oh, that's a sweet
app.
Have
the, dude, you got to get
no,
this.
What
oh,
is
it's great.
App?
Sound effects. Here, listen. Yeah. Keep going. Okay, tell me okay, what I have.
So your co-star is Gallagher. Oops. That was great.
Wait, I'm sorry. Wait, you guys, pretend you didn't hear that. Okay. What else? Tell
we'll
me some
just
more.
Edit this out.
Okay. And you're driving a Honda. But don't worry, everybody, you're super strong.
It's like he's a morning zoo.
Wait, is this real? Is this reality or is this just a game? What is this? Reality or game?
It's reality.
It's a reality.
Sorry.
Okay.
You're in a shack.
This is great. I got to tell you how to get this.
Yeah, please do. When we're off the. Oh, it's so great.
Can we talk about droids after we do
yes,
this?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Okay. So you really have been listening to the podcast.
Yeah, man. Hey, listen. Because
no, droid, yeah. because he oh, yeah. here's what happened.
Blow it up.
Because he talked. I think it was because you talked about it on the show.
Really?
He went and got one or something like. Or because he called me.
It was one of the reasons. Yeah. Because I thought about it. And then I had a friend that had one, and then I heard you guys. I'm like, this is a sign. This is a sign.
He called me, and he was like,
I got to get one.
He goes, I got the droid, because your friend was talking about it on the show. I got the same phone as him.
That's awesome.
Yeah. You were, like, talking about it, and you're like, oh, man. You know, here's the thing. When you talk about things, you know, when a person talks about things to you, like, you're like, hey, man, it has navigation. And I'm like, yeah, my other phone has that. But then when you actually witness the navigation, you see the
great.
Google Maps, you're like, whoa.
And the traffic and the layers.
Oh, yeah.
Have you done the latitudes yet on it?
You know what? We got
You can know where I am at all points in time. Meanwhile, Justin, you live.
Whoa.
Wow.
I got my old droid.
That's a Mac. I almost closed it, but you wouldn't have laughed.
Wait, should I turn mine off or should I keep going with this?
Can yours do this?
No.
Timing. Timing.
Ting. Timing.
No.
So that's a.
But you can do this.
Right? Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Okay.
Keep going with your droid because it's funnier.
Justin, you will be rolling up into your mansion. This in your Sienna.
That's my doorbell at my mansion.
Hey.
In your Sienna.
Yeah.
With your lovely lady number 117.
Oh.
But don't worry. Every day you're going to go to work as a landlord.
Oh, boy.
of the mansion, so I'm not quite sure.
You're the pool boy. You're the Cato Kalin of mansions.
It's good.
This is good. I'm going to witness a death.
I would like to point out that when you were choosing these things, Natalie was itching to say something as if you could be choosing better options. And really? She wanted, she was like,
every time I
she was,
what's your fantasy job? And she was like,
why? You could be a better, like this is real.
Yeah.
You could be a, you know, a manager of a baseball team.
Natalie fell asleep when we watched the movie The Secret. So she probably has some kind of hypnotic suggestion that by playing MASH improperly, I've now doomed myself to live in a mansion, be a property manager.
Well, if you put this on your future board or whatever the hell that
secret
thing
board,
is,
I think is what they call it.
You'll get a secret and a rash.
So here's a quick explanation, because it ended with me being with the chick in 117, just in case, because Natalie told people I do this podcast. So there might be people who live here that are now listening
to the
show.
Good thing we didn't stream this tonight.
Yeah. They would not be listening now. But there was nobody currently in 117, and that's why I chose them.
Okay.
I gotcha.
But I did. I wasn't going to say anything, but then on the off chance, some, like, you know, what if three chicks move into 117 and decide to have a sorority party?
And 6 months from now,
they have me over, and they want me to rub baby oil all over their bodies.
Across the board, though, is for that exact reason.
And that's how you play MASH.
That's how I do it.
I'm glad you said that, because even if you hadn't won number 117, I still would have been like, well, who was number 117, why is it okay that you chose her?
I kind of felt like you put that in there because you knew it would set me up for something, because I said earlier, but you literally played by the rules.
I played by the rules.
Wow, you don't mess around.
How is being a landlord? How long have you been here? A week now. You've been here a week.
Two weeks almost.
2 weeks. Wow.
It'll be 2 weeks on Wednesday. Today is Tuesday.
Now, is it what you imagined? Like, before you were like, oh, it's going to be great, blah, blah, blah. It's going to be, I'm going to have this two-bedroom, two-and-a-half, or can I say all this stuff?
Yeah.
Okay. Two-bedroom, two-and-a-half bath. It's going to be awesome. I'm going to, you know, but I remember thinking, you know how it is. Everything comes with a price. I mean, that's great, though, to be like saving less or whatever that, you know.
Yes, the price has been paid. Okay. The price has been paid.
So you just kick back and just get checks in the mail and live for free?
Yeah. No, not at all. No. Oh. the first week was, here's what I would say. If you have any kind of interest or passion in doing like home repair or anything like that, it is
like
a lot of
this old house?
Yes. If you like
Yang
that,
Kang Kuk?
That's a great way to not have to pay rent. And if you could put that money aside and save it, it's a great way to get your own properties and get started. Like, it's, and I love the chick that we're working for. Like, she's great. We've had our moments and everything. In case she's listening, I'm sure she would agree, where it's like, I'm like, oh, I'm frustrated and everything. She's frustrated. But anyway, long story short, I've worked harder in the past 2 weeks than I think I have in my entire life.
Wow.
Really? No
that
way.
Saying a lot.
Wow, because it sounded like it was going to be a piece of cake.
Yeah.
Ooh, are we having cake?
No, we have pie.
Oh, okay.
Wow. I thought it was a piece of cake.
No, it will be once I get everything. Because here's the thing. I'm about now, I thought it was going to be about 60 days, but now I'm about 30 days away from it being where there's nothing that I have to do.
Yeah.
But
what do you have to do? You mean people's stuff is broken? You
I had
fix
the
it?
Day I moved in, I had to put in my own garbage disposal.
Uh-huh. Have you ever done that before?
No.
Mm. Wow.
And here's
couldn't you just hire those maintenance guys to do it?
I could have, but then by the time I get them here and everything, it takes so long.
Why didn't you just hire, like, get a pig and put it underneath the sink, like in the Flintstones?
Oh, dude, if you would have been here, that would have been...
You could add a cartoon pig near your sink.
I could have just drawn one.
It would have been so much easier.
Oh, that would have been awesome. What also happens is that this is a fairly new building. It's only 20 years old, but it's also, I don't think there's been enough preventative maintenance done to the building. I'm sure this is incredibly enthralling, so I'll wrap it up real quick. But that, so what happens is you start on one project that's going to be very simple, and then that leads in, like, for instance, last night I had my first plumbing emergency, where I went in there because their washer was leaking underneath underneath. And
to be fair.
Yeah. Wait, what? You got me. Here's the thing. I fell for it. Fair enough.
That's a Scooby-Doo not. Right? That's it, right?
Yeah, don't.
Yeah, yeah. Scooby-Doo not.
So I went in there. Me.
That's the white version. I like it.
That is a Scooby-Doo not.
My friend. Scooby-Doo, that's a Scooby-Don't. But you were like, Scooby, that is a Scooby-Doo not.
I would ask you not to do that, Scooby. Completely strip-on comedy.
Mr.
Scooby-Doo. So this lady was complaining that her washer was leaking every time they did a load of wash. It was water that would flood the carpet and everything. And I found out after I'd fixed it, this had been going on for 8 years.
Oh, man.
Every time they did a load of wash. Luckily, I don't know how these people took care of it well enough to where, as far as I could tell, there's no damage to anything.
The floor?
The floor. Like, I was
shocked. I thought I was gonna go in there and find this horrible mess, and I was
like
gonna have
a hole in the floor.
Well, yeah, I thought I was gonna have to gut this whole thing. And, but anyway, go ahead.
Andy, who's Floyd the Bird?
That is a Scooby Doo more.
My wife and I, for 5 years, we lived in a studio apartment when we first got married, and our ceiling would leak in the bathroom. And it would leak, and they blamed us. They said that it was...
How was that your...
They said that we were pointing the shower to the back wall. But it was like, we had nothing to do with it. It was nothing to do with us. It was like, how could we do that? It's like, and you'd go in the garage, and the water was pouring down, and they were blaming.
Gosh.
They're like, are you guys taking a shower? It's like, no, it's you guys.
It's above us.
Yeah.
Here's what I will say to you. I will say that I've learned, and I feel very strongly about this, that if you are wanting to live in Burbank, I guarantee you that my wife and I will be probably the best landlords that you will ever have, especially when it comes to fixing things about your situation, your place, or whatever. Mostly because the owner is also very good about that and wants it to happen. The reason I'm here is because the people previous did not do that. So anyway, I start in. I realize I pull the washer out. The drainage for the washer isn't installed properly. I fix that, but then it's still not draining. Find out that the drainage pipe is also clogged, so I snake that out. But then that's not enough, so I had to Drano it to clear it out.
Oh, my
gosh. Then I finally get it all fixed. And during that whole process, I'm angry, and I'm kind of cranky, and I'm frustrated.
Yeah.
But your manager used to call you the comedian that was like your jolly next-door neighbor.
Yeah, no.
That guy's no longer around.
So, but there is
this guy
a couple,
beat that other guy up.
He's the angry landlord. That's my new comedy persona.
One of the other things I did before this, I was trying to figure out how to rewire a guy's ceiling fan because he would turn his switch on and off for the ceiling fan and nothing would happen. But if you pulled the knobs on the ceiling fan, it would work just fine. So,
yeah, baby.
That was the chicken 117 yanking on my knob. Again, ma'am, I really appreciate you renting the place. Thank you, dear. Welcome to the show. You couldn't hear that, but Natalie goes, 117 is empty. That's why we shouldn't have you talk on the show. So anyway, so I fixed that. But while I was doing it, I forgot to kill the breaker at one point because it was a lot of guessing and checking. And I shocked myself in front of the tenant. And went,
like, did you really?
That's the noise I made. 120 volts feels yummy.
I would have cried.
Especially when there's a draw on it. Like they had their TV cable boxes all plugged in.
Are you being serious?
Oh, yeah, yeah. And here's the thing. For people that don't know, now all of a sudden it's turning into a home improvement podcast in the last few minutes. And we got droids
you know,
to
like
talk about.
Comedians, like they like emulate other comedians. You're really taking this Adam Carolla thing to a whole new level.
I know, right?
The podcast, you're like, yeah, I'm swinging a hammer, guys. Listen, this is the Ace Man. You're like, what are you doing?
Like, everything that I think of doing, he's already done. Like, just about all of the political views that I think make me quasi-unique, as soon as I hear a podcast episode, I'm like, well, there goes that.
Does he have a car cast and you're into like, NASCAR?
I'm not into cars. That's the only thing that's different from him. I like NASCAR.
But didn't you used to sit around with a licensed doctor and give love advice to people?
Well, that's what I wanted to do, too. Like, when I was a kid, this is what's so weird about it, is that I would love to be on Adam Carolla's podcast just to meet the guy, because when I was a kid, I loved him. And it wasn't until recently that I realized that in a lot of ways, he was my comedic hero, more so than like Bill Cosby or Robin Williams. But anyway, that's neither here nor there.
I ran into him once at a Jiffy Lube right when he first got Loveline. It was like his second or third week.
Oh, that's right. Tell the story, because it's good that you said that you like he
well, this is
comedy.
Because I used to do radio in Fresno, before I went I went off to the big city of Campbell, San Jose. So I did radio. I did, overnights and AM radio and telemarketing, and I finally got to do like weekends. But then I was at a crossroads. I'm like, I want to do radio. Don't want to be a comedian. And I'm like, oh, this whole radio thing. These guys got to move around, like state to state, and they don't have any roots. And it's just like I see how quickly they get fired. Plus, honestly, back then, I'd go to the parking lot, and like all the dumpy, crappy cars were the ones driven by the DJs. Yeah. All the nice cars were the ones driven by the salespeople. Yeah. And I thought, man, there just isn't any money in this thing.
Yeah.
So, fast forward 15 years later, or however, no, maybe 5 years later. I don't know, whatever it was. I saw Adam Carolla, and I recognized his voice. And I go, "Are you Adam Carolla?" "Yes, I am." And then we were talking about comedy and radio and improv and stuff like that. And I go, "You're really good on there." And I go, "I used to do radio," and I go, "You do a great job," but I chose stand up. I go, "I feel like there's just not enough. It's not very reliable, or radio." And he goes, "You kidding me?" Like, I didn't know at that time he'd been on K-Rock for like 2 years or whatever. So he was making good money.
Yeah.
And he goes, "Radio's very secure, when you're good," or whatever he said. He was being nice, but I was like, it was kind of, cut to now, look at him. He's like this multimillionaire.
It's kind of like you're giving him advice, like, because you're a comedian. Yeah. Only you're successful on the road. You got all these TV credits and everything. Yeah. Like, listen, dude, if you want to be funny, I'm telling you, what I'm doing is where it's at. Like, and he's like, and you're like, well, I don't know. I kind of want to stay home. You know, like, that's my Adam Carolla.
Both of you guys are terrible at Adam Carolla.
I'm just like, listen, man, I know if you ever get fired from radio, and you probably will.
Maybe you could do 20 in front of me.
And, I got a regular gig I do in Fresno.
So
Adam and I aren't friends yet, but I'm friends with Justin, and he's my Adam Carolla.
Exactly. You could be, I guess I'm more the Jimmy. I was going to say you could be my Jimmy Kimmel, but that would not
Can
be.
Can I still be Dr. Drew in this scenario?
Yeah, you can be Dr. Drew. Sweet. Let's play MASH with the three of us.
Okay, good.
What's your fantasy character?
Okay, say when to stop. Stop looking.
I don't know what's happening.
You remind me of Adam Carolla, but you sort of look like Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah, exactly. I'm the perfect marriage of the two. That's what I think.
That's how you got to get booked. They're going to hate you. I would hate that.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you hate that if someone said, hey, there's this guy that's like, he's like Justin and blah, blah, blah. And he looks, and you're like, no, I don't want to meet this person. This is weird.
He looks like Jimmy Kimmel, but he's just like Adam Carolla. He's like the perfect marriage of the two.
I knew a friend that I hung out with for a long time, and then another friend came to our church that looked exactly like her when I first met the first friend. Wow. And I told everyone, like, this girl looks just like this other girl 2 years ago. It's like they brought the same model back in. I worked so hard to get them to finally meet each other, and they're like, we look nothing alike. Like, you're lying. You could be identical.
You have to know this.
That happens with me, being a redhead. People think that we look alike, and you know, and I'm like, do we really? You know, not really.
I don't know. So, well, hold on. Let me wrap up this washer story, because I feel like people think I don't do this well enough. So anyway, so I snake it out, I Drano it, I get it fixed, it's all working, I test it, I'm so excited. I start to push the washer back in, and then what they call the supply line, which is feeding the water into the washer, starts leaking. So I'm like, son of a bitch. So
if you got shocked and you're breaking, what if you just said, you know, you threw your hands up in the air, I'm just going to pay rent now. I don't want this job.
We've had that. Both my wife and I have been alternating moments where we're screaming at each other in some way, shape, or form, like, because it just gets stressful. Yeah. Like, she's stuck with a kid, she's doing her job and trying to show the units.
Go to Modesto together now, or is it going to be
not until the units are all filled? So
what
that's
happens if you're out of town and they're like, hey, my
they have a way to get in touch with us. We have emergency numbers. It's always going to be a plumbing issue, and then I have
there's always 911. I mean,
yeah.
Oh, I'm sure they handle all the maintenance issues too.
Yeah. Could you come over? My doorbell's not working.
It's always 911. just tape that to your door. Call 911. I'm in Modesto. paying rent.
I go back to Lowe's. Thank God Lowe's is open till 10 o'clock at night. Yeah. I get new supply lines. I get the nice ones, like braided steel. I put those on.
Ooh, that sounds hot. I'm not even into this. It sounds sexy.
And so then I get the washer. I got it all working. I've tested it now. So I start to, and when I start to turn the water on, water starts spraying out of the valve turn the water on it a hose. It's the same kind of style.
Oh, no.
Not spray like crazy. Like, it's just kind of like, it's like a little
like
drizzle.
A mist.
And so I'm like, well, if I open it all the way, sometimes on a valve, if you open it all the way, it'll stop again. Like, because the valve lifts up. It's all this. Anyway. It doesn't stop. Yeah. And so then I'm like, okay, well, I'll close it and turn it off, right? Keep going, keep closing, turn it off. It gets worse now. Mm. Now it's spraying. Mm. So now because...
You're running through the sprinkler.
So everybody understands, like, if you have a leak in your shower, that sucks because you can't turn the water off to the shower without turning the water off to your whole house.
Yeah.
If you live in an apartment, you have to turn the water off to the entire building.
Yeah.
So this is last night at about 7 o'clock. I have to kill the water to the entire building.
Can you give anyone a warning, or you just got
to
do it?
I have to go do it because... And luckily, the law requires in the event of an emergency, like a leak or something, you could do it. Otherwise, you're supposed to give 24-hour notice. Yeah. I don't know how this turned into second landlordiest podcast, but anyway.
I like this. You're funny and informative.
I turn the water off. Well, I come in. I say, I tell Natalie, knock on the doors. Tell everybody I had to turn the water off. We have a leak.
You could use that bullhorn. Remember the bullhorn? Just be like,
oh, yeah.
Attention.
Everyone. I'm sure that'll go over well.
I'm shutting off the water. There's a new sheriff in town. This is how I roll.
Well, that's the other thing.
Wrap it up, everybody, if you're in the shower.
The other people who have been running this building haven't been up on the maintenance. And so I didn't have any way of planning. So as issues are coming up, I'm trying to address them. I've had to turn the water off 3 times in the 2 weeks I've been here.
They must love you.
No, exactly. Well, here's the thing.
Who's this new guy making changes?
They do love me because I post notices. My predecessor just would turn the water off.
Right.
So
and they'd be like, do we not have any water? Yeah. Or
which is illegal.
Did I forget to pay the bill? Yeah.
So anyway, so Natalie goes and knocks on all the doors. I get the part off. I run to Lowe's. Luckily, the people at Lowe's are unbelievably helpful. Mm. I used to be a Home Depot fan, especially because Tony Stewart drove for Home Depot.
Mainly,
as a sponsor.
That's why.
Nah.
98%.
Lowe's is awesome now. They're my new favoriteest people in the world. If you find, because it used to be that joke.
You know where it's at, right? Right over by Target.
You couldn't find somebody in a hardware store to help you. Lowe's has a little button. If you push that button, they must have some way that they're getting criticized.
They get shocked in the butt like a mouse.
Yeah. They'll be there within a minute. Like, and they're there to help you. And I love them there. So anyway,
that's cool.
He gives me the parts. I run back. I change out the whole thing. And then I finally
How much time had gone down? How long was
I started this at 11 in the morning.
And how long was the water off?
45 minutes by the time I got it all fixed. And so here's what's great about once I hit those moments, that's when I love the job. Yeah. That's when I'm like, I figured it out. I fixed it. I feel like I've accomplished something. You
I
know?
Get into Lowe's. I make people run up to me. I love it. Yeah.
and I literally came down the stairs, and the people were eating their dinner that I was fixing their washer. Yeah. I came down the stairs. They're like, oh, is it good? Because they heard me go, oh! Like, and I was happy because it was working. Yeah. And I did a victory lap around their living room with my hands there going, thank you. Thank you, everyone. And they were laughing, and everything was fun.
Okay, good. They're like eating.
Yeah, going
food in their mouth.
Please,
what is
please
this
get out
problem?
Of here, Mr. Roper. Go. So anyway, the other nice thing about this job is doing it for the past 2 weeks has made me realize how much I love telling jokes and how much I love doing this.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, that's not what MASH said.
Well, MASH is wrong.
No, I don't think so.
So you should go down to Lowe's and just push that button and be like, you know, I got some spare time during the day.
I do a type 5.
Is this funny to you? Is this funny? And then you just like run material past him.
I'll make George the plumbing pro that I've become best friends with. I'll make him my writing partner. Oh, that's what good. I'm going
to
do.
That's good. You'll have to go walking with him first.
Homoerotic. Full circle. Droid. All right, now you guys want to talk about droids? We got to wrap it up soon.
Though. We got 60
hear about
seconds
these droids.
60 seconds.
Go, droid. Droid lover.
Okay. First of all, here's the thing about droids or iPhones.
Well, you haven't
or
changed your background yet. I
know.
See that.
I like it simple. I like that.
There's
know?
A lot of different very cool backgrounds. I encourage you to go look at the gallery.
Ooh, it does look good. Yeah, you know what's funny? Like, as much as you love your phone, I don't care if it's an iPhone or a droid, you get excited about these things, all these cool apps. You're like, you know, I found myself at a Christmas party going, oh, wow, look at this. It's navigation, and I can download free music, and this is great, and look how cool the camera. And then I felt like, what am I, working for this company?
Yeah.
I'm the one paying them in the bill every month. Like, and then people get really possessive and competitive, like on stage. I go, look at my new iDroid. It's the iPhone killer.
Boo.
Right?
Yep.
And it's like, they're all,
Now, in my office, the droid, because if you've kept the factory settings, every time you did a text message, it goes, droid. And it's gotten to the point now.
I love that part of it.
Then everybody in the office does, I can set my phone down on the desk, and now people in the office go, droid. It doesn't do anything. They say it
That's
for
great
it.
That's great marketing.
It's become a part of our family.
Droid.
They all have apples. I have the droid.
You know, and I've tried that with my name, Darren Carter, the...
Droid. I'm sorry. Brokeback Mountain.
Let's try this again.
Okay, good.
Darren Carter, the party
hella
starter.
Gay guy.
No, it's the party star.
I thought it was the hella gay guy.
No.
There was a lot of homoeroticism in the beginning.
Okay. Droid guy, maybe.
Yeah. Okay, right. Yeah. I'm ready. Sorry, my droid.
All right, one more time. Okay. Darren Carter,
the party.
I love you, Kevin.
I said it right.
This guy just hypnotized me. Hey.
It's the new app on the
droid. I
want
to change my background.
I'm going to put your picture in my gallery.
Send you
Have you ever been camping?
No, I haven't.
Do you like trees?
Yeah, they're good. They're nice.
Let me give you some of this red wood. What are we doing, guys?
That's
not bad. I got that one right at the beginning.
Way to go. You're learning. It only took an hour and 15 minutes.
Because he's got ready.
All right. Thanks so much for listening. Thanks to Darren Carter, our fantastic guest. Penis. We'll see you again next year.
Can I plug my... Thank you. Next year. I better plug it now. I got a new comedy album.
Oh, that's right. Please do.
My new comedy album. It's on iTunes. The one you can get now is called Shady Side. The new one that will be up in probably April is called, I'm a redhead, and it's called That Ginger's Crazy.
Showtime special that'll also be coming out.
Showtime special,
year.
Which will be coming out probably in the summer or the fall. And nice. Or they can go to DarrenCarter.com. I'm on Facebook, YouTube, and MySpace.
Is that shirt? Yeah. Is that one of your shirts?
Yes.
That's a pretty sweet shirt.
Isn't it? You know, it's it's available at DarrenCarter.com.
It's pretty cool. I wish there was this video so you could
is
see it.
It?
It's pretty cool. I may get one because that's pretty dope.
I'll give you one, man. I will give you one.
Sweet. I'm excited. I'll talk about
What's
it
my later. Name first, pal?
Darren Carter.
The Podestata!
That's right!
All right, on behalf of
Mike.
Kevin Miller, this is Justin Horsham for Darren Carter's thing.
Okay, bye.
Thanks for listening to the Second Funniest Podcast. You can reach us at 408-228-4911 or send us an email to podcast@justincomedy.com. Please, once a month, vote for us at Podcast Alley. Also, check out our store at cafepress.com/justincomedy. All this information is available at secondfunniestpodcast.com. I'm going to be at the Sacramento Punchline March 11th through 14th. The Laugh Out Loud Comedy Club in San Antonio, Texas, March 17th through 21st.
March 25th through 28th, I'm going to be at Pepper Bellies with Darren Carter.
I'm going to be co-headlining at Wits End in Westminster, that's in Denver, near Denver, Colorado, July 14th through 18th. I'm going to be coming back to Rooster Teeth Feathers July 22nd through 25th.
For all of my stand-up appearances, check out justincomedy.com.
Hey, you love the Second Funniest Podcast. We love doing it, so go to secondfunniestpodcast.com. Click on the link to subscribe to the show for $2 a month. That's 50 cents a show. No big deal, right? You're also going to get bonus stuff. When I release my next CD, you get it for free. We're going to throw as many bones as we can to the people who help keep this show alive. Maybe we can start making money on this show. We can also maybe start doing it more often if that's what you want. That's what we want to do. So check out secondfunniestpodcast.com. Thanks.
If you like this podcast, check out my other podcast called Dads Are More Fun. You could go to dadsaremorefun.com or just search for Dads Are More Fun in iTunes.